All right, Judy Duvall's in from O'Neill Travel Now. Good morning, Judy.
Good morning.
How we doing?
Well, I was listening to radio out in the pickup, actually.
Yeah.
And I remember Chips.
Yeah.
And Ponch.
Ponch.
And I'm looking back and I'm thinking, okay, when I was, okay, this is going to date me, but when I was in like 7th, 8th grade, everybody had an Indian motorcycle.
Oh, yeah.
Remember them?
Yeah.
And we used to watch the guys on the motorcycle drive by or whatever. And when they parked their motorcycle, they always got off on where it leaned, you know, on that side. And so when I watched Chips, I thought to my dad, I said, how come they get off on the wrong side of the motorcycle? You ever think about that? They always get off
on the right,
the other side. Yes. And then he goes, well, it's because of the traffic. If they get off the side that they park on, they're in the traffic.
Ah.
If they get off the other side, think about that.
Geez, Judy, that's very
deep.
Yeah. You were really paying attention.
I was.
Yeah. You weren't just checking out Eric Estrada.
Well, that too.
Oh, you were doing that too.
Him and the Lone Ranger wore tights.
Yeah.
Did you know that? Anyway, enough about that.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I've been seeing a lot of Facebook photos from people that are just kind of taking some trips to...
I know.
I think I saw over the weekend with some spring breaks, I saw Sioux Falls, Rapid City, even Mitchell.
Isn't that
South
fun?
Dakota and Omaha, and yeah, so... kind of just a little getaway, a chance to go swimming, or as some of those hotels have little mini water parks in them and things like that. And you guys can book all that for
us. Yes, and people have really been calling now. And fortunately, the more people that have vaccinated, some of the people feel a lot easier and better about going.
Right.
And so I think things are really, we're booking all the way until January, actually, now. Do you remember, I used to listen to Tony Robbins. Do you remember him?
No.
You don't?
I don't.
Tony Robbins. Okay, anyway, I listened to him all the time. He had all these tapes about remembering things. And do you remember this old adage? I know you're not that old, but see the USA in your...
Chevrolet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's what we're going to talk about. Uh-huh. Is see the USA.
Okay.
In your Ford, in your Jeep, in your... whatever you drive.
Right. And like I said, a lot of people are kind of doing this little 2 or 3 day trip thing rather than taking a week off or stuff like that. Maybe leaving on Thursday and...
Right.
Yeah.
4 nights?
Yeah.
4 nights, get away quick somewhere. I've actually done so many of those with the banks quite a few years ago. We'd do 4 nights or 2 nights, and that's what inspired the mystery tour. I hadn't done one of those for a long time, and
right.
We're doing that one at April 30, which is full for the capacity I'm taking.
I was going to say, but I didn't think I'd take too long.
No, and even if they were ready to drive around anywhere and just eat and be merry.
Yeah.
So we're doing that. And if you're interested in the next mystery tour, I'm going to do another one. This went so fast, and I'm taking about half capacity of the bus so we can move around right now. Yeah. So call and Amy and get on a list for another one, or sometimes people can't go last minute, and we can fill somebody in. But I've done a lot of tours myself, and they would be great driving tours. The number one, I think if you got 4 nights to go somewhere, it's probably a little less than an 8-hour drive is to Oklahoma City.
Oh, yeah.
Have you been there?
No.
That memorial is unbelievable, and unless you see it, you don't get it. Just, you feel like really, I don't know what the word is when you get there. We stayed in Bricktown. And we went on to Waco and stuff, but just to go 4 nights in Oklahoma City would be awesome. There's the National Cowboy Museum, which is huge and just beautiful. They have a mini river walk. You get in the your sisters went with us there, and so there's places you can go within 5-6 hours for 3 nights, 4 nights, and people are doing that, and so hotels are getting busy. And I think Nicole did one this last weekend. She went for some other reason, but she stayed in a hotel and they went swimming, that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that was fun. Also, what we're doing is a lot of city stays. And I'm going to just run down what Jeannie used to do this. And although she's still working for us, and you're still working with Jeannie, she's in Bennington. But she used to come in here and do this sort of thing with the air in the hotel, 4 nights, two adults, two kids, and insurance. So I'm just kind of, I used June.
Okay.
And a 4-night stay, airfare, hotel, insurance, and the taxes. You can always add whatever you're going to do there. But Nashville for four people was $2,600 downtown with breakfast. San Antonio Riverwalk, $2,400 for four people. Padre Island Beachfront was $3,000. It usually isn't that high, but everybody is booking.
Yeah.
So Savannah. Savannah, Georgia's great. Have you been there?
No.
Gorgeous.
Looks beautiful on pictures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. You're right along the riverfront. And there's that waving statue of that gal that back in the 1800s used to go out and wave every ship in as they came in. And that is a gorgeous statue. And that's $2,900 for four nights in Savannah in the historic district. So you're in walking distance. Any of these places I've looked at, you didn't need cars.
Okay.
There was either something that would pick you up and do a city tour, or you could walk down by the waterfront. Another one I've done just lately for June, actually for a family, is Mobile. They're flying into Mobile, getting a car, going along the coastline, and ending up in New Orleans for a couple days and flying home. And that was really fun to do. Pensacola is another one. Some of the ones that people have just come back from, Key West and Key Largo. I guess some people always think of going all the way down to Key West at the tip. And Key Largo is awesome. They've loved it. So that's kind of fun. Some people flew into Miami and just looked around. So they're kind of getting a look of what's going in right here in the USA. So a lot of that. We're doing Disney. Phoenix and Vegas is open.
Yeah.
We've had quite a few.
So now they're up to 50% now. I just saw that on the news this morning. So.
Which is kind of nice.
Yeah, that's right.
So I actually have a whole group that was booked with my family.
Better than your odds of winning.
Yeah, that's true. yeah, so also Branson Table Rock. The gal that does my Branson tours has some great deals at Table Rock. And they're actually better than if you call down there yourself.
Uh-huh,
cool. We had somebody call and say, well, they said they're full at the one place. So we said, oh, really? We don't always do, but she has a group that she holds, a group of space that she holds. So it's there. So it's worth giving us a call. Wisconsin Dells is something I haven't been to.
I haven't either.
So that's something I might do. As I said, now coming up June 5th through the 13th, I'm doing a repeat, a rebook of Tennessee and Kentucky.
Okay.
So we're going to be going there. They've opened up the Grand Ole Opry. It's going to be spread out. So they're doing a lot of social distancing. And I as well on the bus. So we're not taking that many people. That is half full because the people that signed up last year are still going this year. So you need to call on that. We're going to the Opry and we're going to go to the Kentucky Churchill Downs. I don't want to say the Kentucky. People think you're going to the Kentucky Derby.
No.
But we're going to a race
and
having meal in Millionaire's Row like we had planned. Going to stop and see Elvis at Graceland and come home. And that's a really good tour. It's probably the longest tour I do on a motor coach, but it's full of everything. So the two other notes is we were going to do the Alaska tour in July. We had done a great one the year before, but we're just moving that till 2022.
Yeah. To make sure everything can be available.
Right. So. They're still on no sale, and they say it's all going to open up the end of May, but I don't have time to wait for that.
Right.
But I am going to do the Hawaiian Island tour, cruise tour in November.
Okay.
So give us a call.
Yeah.
Got lots of things going on and something that can, you know, fit your family for whatever you want to do, whether you want to drive, fly, or even take the train.
Sure. 336-2455, O'NeillTravelNow.com. We're on Facebook, Instagram, all that too.
Yeah,
so.
I sent you a funny video on your personal.
Ah.
Yeah. I mean, it's really funny. Oh. It's actually about a Zoom meeting.
Oh, boy.
I did one last night. That was crazy. That gave me a headache.
Yeah, I hear you. I think people are about over that, too.
So. I want you to look at that video. It does make you laugh.
I'll check it out. Judy, have a great week.
You too.
All right, that's Judy Duvall from O'Neill Travel Now. Give him a call at 402-336-2455 or check him out at O'NeillTravelNow.com.